This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. CASA Development Director Colleen Smith speaks with Kathleen McLeod, who works in customer service in Johnson and has been a CASA advocate for 6 years.
So tell us, what inspired you to join the CASA movement?
My husband was deployed to Afghanistan, and I wanted to have a volunteer opportunity or something to do with my time to help others. And one of my friends suggested that we volunteer with CASA. And I also thought it would be a good kind of segue into whether or not I wanted to get into social work.
You are one of those unique advocates that has been serving for a long time, and you have only had one case. Can you tell us about the history of that case?
The children came into care due to drug use and parent incarceration, and the parents' rights were eventually terminated. Thankfully, though, three of the four children were adopted, but the older sibling is having a little bit more difficulty finding someone that he can love.
So tell us about the process to go from, you know, a CASA advocate serving someone in the beginning and then parental rights being terminated. Were these three children the siblings that were together? Have they been together throughout the whole process?
Well, when everybody was first removed from the home, they were separated. Three of the older ones stayed together, and the younger one was sent to a separate foster home. But then eventually they all were together in the same foster home.
And then is that the home that eventually...
Yes, that foster home wanted to adopt a larger sibling group and keep all of the siblings together.
And so you've talked about the older child. Where is the older child now?
He is in an institution in South Arkansas.
Tell me about your most rewarding day as an advocate. What was one of the days you look back and think, that was the best day that I've had?
Well, recently I went and visited my CASA kid where he's at. And he had a breakthrough to where he cried to me, which over 6 years he's probably done maybe twice. He's been a very strong, reserved child throughout this whole thing, and he never asks any questions. And this past Sunday I was able to get him to open up, and he was asking questions and he was crying, and he told me that he was scared and he was alone and that he felt unloved. And so that was rewarding that he finally did open up to me, even though it took 6 years, but he finally opened up.
CASA advocate Kathleen McLeod speaking with Colleen Smith. For more on CASA, nwacasa.org. For archived segments of the series, kuaf.com.